views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined me today. We've got a little kind of change of plans with today's show. We were supposed to be having on the connection coach, Valerie D'Ambrosio, and she is a little under the weather, so we're going to be catching up with her actually in February, so I'm excited about that. So we're going to kind of change things up today a little bit, and we are going to be talking about the wonderful healing art of Reiki, something that is very near and dear to my heart, and we're going to have a lot of fun and open up those minds. So thanks for sharing your brilliant energy with me today. It is sort of this kind of weird, dreary, sunny-ish kind of day in upstate New York. It certainly doesn't feel like December. I can't believe we are already in December. I feel like November just absolutely flew by. I hope that all of you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoyed some time with your family, with your friends, or just some time to relax. And those of you that may have been up to your ears doing stuff, I hope that it was a peaceful day for you. And I'm glad to be back on the air with all of you. So we're going to do some awesome things together with Spirit today. And I'm glad you are on this journey with me. I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with Spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy. Each week, as you know, we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com. For more information about how to schedule a private reading in my upstate New York office or how to schedule a phone reading with me. I have clients all over the U.S. and internationally that I work with, and you can also find some information about my upcoming classes and webinars. And speaking of webinars, I'm excited because next Wednesday is my very first webinar that I'm going to be doing, working with your spirit guides, and we've got a few seats left in that. So if you've been thinking about it or putting it a lot after the last minute, now is your time. You want to go on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, and sign up. It's going to be a great, great time. You can do it from the comfort of your own home, whether by your phone or on your computer. We're going to learn great, great things, do a couple meditations to help you connect in with your guides, talk about what guides do, what they don't do. And the great thing is you are all going to walk away after that webinar with an introduction to one of your guides from me. So it's going to be a great time and to really help you to learn and to know who is working with you on this much, much bigger scale spirit-wise. So it should be a fun time. And like I said, you can sign up for that on my website. And I think what I'd like to do today is I'd like to actually gift one of my lucky, or one of my listeners, my lucky listeners, one of my listeners with a seat for the webinar. So we'll talk about that a little bit more later as well. So we've got a great show. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking all about Reiki. Reiki is a Japanese healing art, and we're going to be talking all about it today, how you can use it, what it's like to have a Reiki session done, how it can enhance your intuition, your spiritual awareness, and how it will just change your life from head to toe, and you'll be thrilled that you went on this venture. So I want you to get comfy. Stay with me for the next hour. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I'm hoping to open up your mind about this fascinating topic. I continue to have like the best callers that call in, and I'm so grateful for your patience and for calling you calling into the show. So as usual, we'll be opening up our phone lines around the halfway point of the show today, and this is where you grab your pen and paper and jot that number down. You can reach me at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And as a medium, big part of my job is to connect you, the living, with those who are on the other side. And whether that's to pass along some guidance from your loved ones, some wisdom, maybe just a little bit of nostalgia, or perhaps asking the universe, your spirit guides, your creator source, whatever it is, what do you need to know that helps you to be the best person that you can be? That is my job, and I love doing it. So I'd love to connect in with some of you today and to help you out with that connection. So I'll be wearing my mediumship hat later in that show. And again, you can call in at 800-930-2819. And of course, if you have any questions about the topic of Reiki that I can answer for you about healing, I'd love to talk to you about Reiki as well. And if you're interested, by the way, in following along with some tidbits from today's show on Facebook, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for more information. So with that said, let's get into the good stuff. So Reiki. Reiki is a Japanese healing art. It is consisting of two Japanese words, rei and ki, meaning spiritually guided life force energy, commonly known as universal life energy. Reiki has been around for just, I think, almost about 150 years. It's not a terribly old healing art, but it started in Japan. And it's a great, great story. And I'll get into that a little bit about how it came to fruition and how it came to light. Reiki is basically a form of spiritual energy healing where the Reiki practitioner or the Reiki master channels in a universal life energy, that divine energy, to the recipient that they're doing healing work on. It helps to harmonize the body, mind, and spirit for yourself and for anybody that you want to help. One of the great things with Reiki is that as a Reiki, I'm a Reiki master, which means that I've gone through all of my Reiki training. I teach Reiki as well to students. There are four levels of Reiki training that you do. And each level, you kind of enhance that ability, you learn techniques, you learn Reiki, sacred Reiki symbols. And one of the great things about Reiki is that as the Reiki master, as a Reiki practitioner, you have to receive before you can give to others. So anytime that you're doing healing work, you first are that open vessel. You are that being, that one that is pulling in all of that divine energy to help you to grow, to thrive, and to evolve with spirit. Reiki, for one of those things, when I started my Reiki journey about 12 years ago, I really got into it for selfish reasons. I was wearing my mediumship hat for a while, and I had heard that Reiki was fantastic for protecting your energy, for raising your vibration. So I originally got into it with the thought that I needed something to kind of give me an extra boost, an extra lift, some extra protection when I was working in the spirit world. And I got into it with that purpose, and I was shocked when I completed my Reiki level one class because I couldn't believe how I could feel energy moving between my hands. That one of the things that I always do with my students when we're starting out with Reiki, and this is something you can do at home right now as well, if you take your hands and you rub them together, almost like you're warming them up, and then what you're going to do is you're going to kind of separate them. So you've got maybe like 3 or 4 inches between your hands. Almost envision like you have a ball in between both of your hands, okay? What you should feel is you should be able to start to feel some tingling, some energy between your hands. You should, some people will call it little pins and needles. Some people will feel heat. They'll feel a cool breeze. Sometimes it's just that tingly little buzzy feeling. But what it is that you've created energy between your hands. And what happens is that when we call in that divine energy within our hands, we can channel through healing abilities from a higher source to help someone, whether it's for their physical ailments, emotional issues, spiritual issues, just to give a fine-tuning someone, give them a spruce up, whatever you want to call it. Reiki is phenomenal for just lifting your entire vibration. Anybody and everybody has the ability to do Reiki. And when I got into level one, I left that class thinking, you know, I think there's something to this. So our Reiki, my Reiki master at the time had said, you know, don't do Reiki on anybody until level two, because level one is all about you giving Reiki to yourself, working with energy, getting connected and sensitive to energy. Well, I went home, and at the time my husband was in graduate school, and I decided to just see for the heck of it, could he feel the energy that was going through my hands? So he had come home from a very, very long day working in the lab and was a little stressed. And so I had asked him if I could put my hands on his shoulders. And what was really interesting was in about 5 minutes, not only did he fall asleep, but he completely was, when he woke up later, said he was refreshed, what felt great, felt fantastic. And that for me, I think, was sort of the turning point of all I did was make an intention to help him. I set my hands gently on his shoulders and something happened. So that was kind of where my interest began to get piqued. And I realized, I think there's something to do this. I want to do some more with it and see what can happen. So I pursued my other levels of Reiki, level two, which is where you learn the sacred Reikis, three of the six sacred Reiki symbols in Usui Reiki. You learn positions and how to give Reiki to others. And do some work on your chakras. And I finished that. I loved it. I started doing Reiki on people. I decided I wanted to learn more. I did advanced Reiki training, which is level three, and eventually my Reiki masterclass, which is level four. And it was a journey that I really started to do from something for myself. And it has completely changed me. It's changed how I view energy, how I work with energy. I utilize it on my kids, my plants, my animals, my food, you name it, I Reiki it. And we're going to have a lot of fun today talking about the ways that you can use this and what exactly is Reiki and the history of all of that. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to get into all this good stuff about Reiki and find out how we can all utilize that in our lives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
The transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, about today's show. And I'll also have an archive of the show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, at some point tomorrow as well. So we have been talking all about Reiki, and we're going to get into the good stuff in just a moment. But I wanted to remind you all, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. You can reach me at 800-930-2819. I'll be putting on that mediumship hat in the second part of our show. And of course, if you have any questions about Reiki and healing, I'd love to answer them for you as well. So we were talking a little bit about Reiki being a Japanese healing art, and I wanted to share with you a little bit about the history of Reiki. So Reiki was actually started in Japan, and it was started by a gentleman named Dr. Yusui. And Dr. Yusui was a very, very interesting man. He was somebody who was kind of like a forever student, you could call him, in a lot of ways. He was somebody that believed anything he could get his hands on, which included medicine, psychology, religion, he got his hands on. It is told that he was from a wealthy family. So in Japan, only the wealthy could afford to send their children to school in the 1800s. And Dr. Yusui was born in 1865. And basically, he kind of worked his way, because of all this knowledge, he worked his way through the government within Japan and became the head of the Department of Health and Welfare in Tokyo. And one of the connections that he made while doing all of this is he became a very successful businessman with a lot of the political people he connected in with, and really kind of was living a life by flying by the seat of his pants and trying to learn and to go. So in 1914, Dr. Yusui's personal and business life was failing. And as a sensitive spiritual guy, he began to seek out spiritual meditative retreats so that he could basically connect in with his source and figure out what's happening in my life and what do I need to do to change it. So he started on a 21-day retreat in Japan, going to Mount Kurama. And at Mount Kurama, Mount Kurama had a spot that if you stood under this waterfall there and allowed the water to flow on top of you, that it would activate your crown chakra and you would be given all this divine insight and divine energy. So on this 21-day retreat, he found the waterfall. And as he went under it, he was given the information about Reiki, and that divine Reiki energy entered into his body, and he realized that he had this wonderful new gift, the ability to heal others without depleting his own energy. So Dr. Yusui started opening up Reiki clinics in Tokyo. He kept very, very detailed records and information about the work that he would do. He would take in people off the street, the homeless, the poor, give them healing, and really was enlightening people to this other way of living life. So this is now where one of our other Reiki people come into play. So along came Dr. Hayashi, and Dr. Hayashi was a retired naval officer, and he connected in with Dr. Yusui in about 1925. And what Dr. Hayashi, a lot of his information, it's hard to find stuff on him. He's got a very interesting journey, however. He basically came in, he had some health ailments that he was dealing with. And after having a very, very positive experience with family members who received Reiki, he decided that he wanted to learn this. And so Dr. Hayashi, when he came into the practice, he became one of the Reiki masters that Dr. Yusui initiated. And he basically began to help develop the real Yusui system of healing. He helped to open up more clinics. He used information to create a standard, what we call standard hand positions, the Reiki symbols. He helped to define what those meant, and how to really fine-tune the initiation process of becoming a Reiki practitioner, a Reiki master. Well, in all of this with Reiki, there was a woman, Mrs. Takada, who at the time was living in Hawaii. She was born of Japanese immigrants. Her father worked in sugarcane fields in Hawaii. And she, very, very hard worker, but very poor family. She eventually married the bookkeeper of the plantation where she was employed, and she had two children. Mrs. Takada's husband passed away, leaving her to raise her two children. And so she worked and worked and worked very, very hard. And eventually, after 5 years of just going completely, knuckles to the grind here, she ended up developing severe abdominal pain, a lung condition, and had a nervous breakdown. Soon after this happened, one of her sisters had passed away in Japan, or passed away in Hawaii, and it was Mrs. Takada's responsibility to travel to Japan, where her parents had moved, to deliver that news. So she also felt that by going to Japan that she could possibly receive treatment for these physical issues because she had heard of Reiki. So she took a steamship to Japan, and upon informing her parents of her sister's passing, she entered a hospital and she found that she had a tumor, gallstones, and emphysema. So she rested for a while to prepare for her operation. And on the operating table, just before the surgery was to begin, Mrs. Takada heard a voice that said, "The operation is not necessary." And she heard it twice. She could not believe who that voice was. There wasn't anyone in the room. She had no idea where it was coming from. She heard the voice a third time. And then finally, she got off the operating table, wrapped a sheet around her, and asked to speak with a doctor. When a doctor came in, she told her about her problem. She told her about the voice that she had heard. And the doctor basically advised her that he knew that Dr. Hayashi had taken over Dr. Yusui's Reiki clinic that was nearby and told Mr. Takada about it, and that if she wanted to try it, to go give it a whirl. So she went to the Reiki clinic and began receiving treatments. And what she was just absolutely blown away about was she went into the clinic not telling them anything that was going on with her physically, not giving them any insight to how she was feeling. And they were able to diagnose her condition, sense her condition, what was going on with Mrs. Takada. And that diagnosis matched very closely to what the doctors at the hospital had said was going on. And they started to do Reiki on her. She was blown away because she could not believe the heat that was coming off of the Reiki practitioner's hands that would work on her each day. At times, she would reach her arms up into the sleeves of the kimonos of the people who were doing Reiki on her to see if there was some sort of a device. She found nothing. So after 4 months, Mrs. Takada was completely healed, and she was so impressed with these results that she decided that she absolutely must learn Reiki. However, it was explained to her that Reiki was Japanese and it needed to stay in Japan, and it especially could not be at that time taught to a woman. So Mrs. Takada talked to Dr. Hayashi, talked to the surgeon at the hospital, and basically convinced the surgeon, if he would intervene on her behalf, to ask Dr. Hayashi to allow her to learn Reiki. So Dr. Hayashi actually wanted to teach Reiki to women because he wanted to teach his wife and his daughter on how to do it. So he decided that because Mrs. Takata was so persistent that he would teach her. So Mrs. Takata returned to Hawaii in 1937, and Dr. Hayashi and his daughter followed shortly thereafter to establish Reiki in Hawaii. And this is where the story gets a little bit interesting. So apparently Dr. Hayashi was moving back and forth between Japan and the United States a lot. And of course, this was during the time around World War I. And so eventually what happened apparently is the Japanese government thought that Dr. Hayashi was actually a spy, and they accused him of espionage. But he did not want to give up the sacred principles of Reiki. So instead of telling them about Reiki and what he was doing, it is told that he took his own life, actually, because he didn't want to give up the sacred energy of Reiki to the Japanese government. So Mrs. Takata then at that point basically became kind of that spokesperson, that the head of Yusui Reiki. She transitioned in 1980, but before she did that, she initiated 22 Reiki masters and has done some really, really amazing work. So with my lineage with Reiki, because we talk about, I am five generations away from Mrs. Takata. So I have four generations of Reiki masters who've all studied under people that Mrs. Takata originally taught. So it's kind of neat to see that connection. And actually, I'll put up on my Facebook page in a few minutes some pictures of Dr. Yusui, Dr. Hayashi, and Mrs. Takata for you guys to look at. So in just a moment, we've got to take a break, but I want to squeak in a couple things. I want to talk a little bit about who and how you can have a Reiki treatment, how that healing can work, what it can do for you. It's really, really absolutely just limitless of the ways that you can utilize this. And we're going to talk about that more in just a moment. But one of the things that I would encourage you to do is, and I always say this to my mediumship students as well, be picky with your Reiki. That always, you know, Reiki should, your Reiki practitioner, your Reiki master doing work on you, it should fit like a glove. It should feel natural. It should feel good. Trust your instincts. Trust the people that are working on you. If it feels odd, you know, listen to that. Be picky with energy work. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. When we come back, we're going to be opening up those phone lines for any questions about healing. I'll have my mediumship hat on. We're going to talk more about Reiki. I got lots of stuff to share with you, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I will be right back. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. you will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page. I just posted some pictures of Dr. Yusui, Dr. Hayashi, and Mrs. Takata, the original Reiki Masters. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and also some of my recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show. So we've been talking about Reiki, and before I actually get into about Reiki treatments and it, as a healing message, as an effective healing method, I wanted to remind you all of the number to call in for the show at, and you can call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So Reiki, Japanese healing art, we are bringing in this beautiful, beautiful, positive, loving, healing energy, comes from a divine source. The Reiki practitioner or the Reiki master who's giving the healing energy, they receive as they're giving it onto the person they're working with. So it's a wonderful benefit for everybody involved. So when you have a Reiki treatment, you are always fully clothed, having it on. It can be done lying down on a massage table or sitting in a chair. And anybody and everybody is able to have Reiki, all ages. You can Reiki your animals, food, plants, you name it. I always say to people, it's always funny to me because I notice that with infants, babies, even like little children, and oftentimes the elderly, they require a little less Reiki in that sense. Animals, oftentimes, I have two pugs at home that I give Reiki to quite frequently. And it's so funny because they'll walk over and they just sort of wiggle all around in that Reiki energy when I put my hands up. And when they're done, they just walk away kind of like, I'm done with this. I had everything that I needed. So it's really, really funny to watch kind of the shift of how some people just absorb it and really soak that in. You can Reiki your plants. And so if maybe you have a plant that's not doing so well, you can charge up those hands, rub those hands together with that Reiki energy, surround it around the plants and infuse it with some divine energy. Your food. I have a water cooler in my office that whenever I put a new bottle of water up on it, I always Reiki that. So whenever my clients are grabbing a drink before a reading, maybe they're using it for some coffee, whatever, they're getting that great Reiki energy inside their body and their vibration. Reiki is used always with Western medicine. We don't diagnose. We always, always, always work with Western medicine. So we're always letting people know that, you know, we can support someone's well-being. We can support energy that's for their highest and best good. But to never be afraid to look into heading to your doctor to check something out. So that's always a big, big thing with it as well. It can be used for many, many ailments, from reducing stress, relieving pain, headaches, stomach aches, back problems, asthma, respiratory problems, sinus, anxiety, a depression, anything, you name it, Reiki is good for. You know, I always tell people that, you know, in our life, there's so many things. In Reiki, we often believe that when we have an issue, what are we manifesting to create that issue? So, for example, you could look at something silly like a blemish, for example, and energetically, you can look at that as meaning an eruption of anger. So if you are bottling down anger, there's a good chance that you probably are going to manifest some breakouts on your face because you're stuffing that anger down. Likewise, you can look at something, for example, like kidney stones. And kidney stones represent fear, resistance to change, kidneys, adrenals, all fear related. So when you have issues, kidney stones, urinary tract infections, kidney infections, all things in that, what fear are you stuffing down? What change are you having a hard time with? And so we believe often in Reiki that when we don't always process or take care of the mental, emotional stuff, we can manifest the physical. So some things, obviously, then they get to a point where we do need to see a doctor and we need to get treated for different things, but we can also utilize Reiki to help support that. I think one of the things that I hear often from my students, especially that I teach Reiki to, is that a lot of the work that they do with people are for, you know, that whole anxiety, depression, stress, that's probably one of the biggest things that they utilize that. And whether it's for themselves or other people, that I find that so many, we get so wound up so easily, and there's so much negativity that's out there. You know, every time you turn on the TV, you're hearing something that's going on. And I think one of the great things about Reiki is it's really fantastic to kind of just rebalance, to move out the negative, to move out the worries, and really just to create a space of love back in with your own vibration and with your own being. Reiki is now being done in a lot of hospitals. Out where I live in the Albany, New York area, we have two of our larger hospitals in Albany that actually have complementary healing departments within the hospital, so that when you go in there for a surgery, a procedure, whether you're not well, you have an option to request to have someone to come upstairs to your room and to do healing work on you. They have Reiki practitioners and Reiki masters, healing touch practitioners, therapeutic touch practitioners on staff. So it's becoming so mainstream that you're finding a lot of hospitals are now utilizing this. I have a student of mine who finished her Reiki master with me about a year ago, and she works in a hospital actually, and she utilizes it in some of the work that she does, and is finding more and more of her colleagues are very, very acceptive of it. I'm so proud of her, because I know how hard she works with that energy. So, you know, it's something that I think more and more people are finding out about, more people are using. And from subtle ways of, you know, you could be walking around Target and having a fussy child, and you could send them some positive Reiki energy. So little things like that, to big things of somebody who's maybe going through cancer, and you're sending them healing energy, whether it's for peace of mind, or I always like to say, shoot big, go for the big miracles to wipe that cancer out of someone's vibration. You know, I look at that as being something like, why not? There's no belief system attached to Reiki. So anyone can receive a Reiki treatment. And it's always a step that can, with any healing, the first step towards a healthier life is a desire to be healed. Reiki is all about intention, and it's all about making a choice to live the best possible life that you can here. There, you know, a lot of people, I think, oftentimes are skeptical with alternative healing. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we don't diagnose, and Reiki is not a, you know, we always use this in conjunction with Western medicine. We always let people, encourage people, you know, to check in with their doctors and medical professionals. But I feel like that sometimes you can take the best of both worlds, that you can take things on a very medical level, and you can merge that with spiritual healing. And I think the power of the mind is just an incredible, incredible thing. And when we believe enough in something, and we trust enough in something, and have faith enough in something, I think anything is possible with making that happen. I've seen amazing things with people because of Reiki. And I've worked with a number of people who were going through cancer. And I think one of the most amazing things that I've learned through those experiences is that, you know, I've had a couple people I've worked with who've gone into remission from cancer, which is great. But, you know, it's, you start out with certain journeys with people thinking, all right, I'm going into this, I'm shooting big, we're going to wipe this cancer out. And what you realize is that your job is really to bring energy through to help give that person peace of mind and peace of heart. And whether it's help to prepare them for their next journey, transitioning to the other side, or help them to be strong, sturdy, focused for their loved ones who are going through this journey with them. It's amazing to me, I think, the things that kind of can come out of Reiki and the work that we can do with all of that. And because it's all intention-based, you can never cause harm with Reiki. Reiki's intention is all love-based. It's all coming from healing, the desire to do well for others, to help others in that sense. So all intention-based. There are just a truckload of things that Reiki can do for you. One of the things that, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, you know, I got into Reiki originally because I wanted something to not only kind of to use as protection, but to also boost my energy doing all the work that I do as a medium. So I got into this journey really using Reiki more as a tool for my mediumship and my intuitive abilities. And one of the things that I always tell my Reiki students is, you know, if you are somebody who's been studying mediumship with me and you want to get into Reiki, watch this ramp up your mediumship, watch this ramp up your intuition. How you feel energy and how you work with spirit is going to be so much different. And kind of on that flip side, if you are a Reiki person and maybe interested in the mediumship intuitive topics, you're going to also find that that connection to spirit, that connection to the other side, you're going to become so much more sensitive to energy and find yourself picking up on things that you never would have picked up on before. So even though they have nothing to do with each other, you know, indirectly, it's all energy, and they actually complement each other very, very nicely. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We've got to take a quick break. You can check more information out about me on my website, reflectiveharmony.com. And when we return, we're going to keep talking about Reiki. I've got lots of great stuff to tell you, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Hey, we're back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers, insight, and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. If you would like to find about more information about my services or to book an appointment for a reading with me, you can go onto my website, reflectiveharmony.com. Or if you are interested, if this Reiki talk has piqued your interest, and you're in the upstate New York area and you're interested in learning Reiki, I've got some upcoming Reiki classes coming up, a beginner one and a level two one in the new year. You can go onto my website, reflectiveharmony.com, to find more information, to sign up for those classes. They're great. They fill up very, very quickly. So if you're interested, check them out. So we were talking a little bit about what exactly can Reiki do for you? And I was mentioning about Reiki is fantastic for enhancing your intuition, enhancing that spiritual side of you. It can promote natural self-healing. There are so many times where if I'm running around, whether I've got a headache, some sinus issues, shin splints, maybe some digestive trouble, typically just turning kind of that Reiki on, making that intention to allow myself to be open, to allow that healing energy can come through. I can normally take care of my own shin splints in about 10 or 15 minutes, headache, sinus issues, 15, 20 minutes, that they're really things that you can see the benefits of Reiki very, very easily. So one of the things that I wanted to kind of interact with you guys and do also real quick, as I talked in the beginning of the show, if you take your hands and kind of rub them together, almost like you're warming them up, and then move them a few inches apart, kind of envisioning almost like you have a ball between your hands, what you're doing is you're kind of turning on that energy. It's what we call kind of charging up your hands. And you might feel some tingling, you might feel a breeze, some cool air, some hot air. Pins and needles are a little bit of buzzing. But if you can feel that between your hands, what I want you to do is to take your left hand and put it over your heart, and to take your right hand and put it right above your belly button. That's your solar plexus, your solar plex chakra there. And I just want you to sit with your hands like that just for a few minutes. This is a fantastic, fantastic position from an energy perspective, that if you are feeling stressed out, wound up, you've got a lot on your plate, you're having a hard time falling asleep, this is a wonderful, wonderful position to do, to kind of just bring your energy back down and to bring a balance back in. I can't tell you how many times that I'll fall asleep with my hands here. If I'm feeling a little bit stressed or just, off energetically, this is a position that if I just sit with my hands here for about 5 minutes, I'm always blown away with how much that this rebalances me and recharges me. So one left hand over heart, right hand just above belly button on solar plexus. If you leave them there for about 5 minutes, you're going to knock your socks off how great that you're going to feel. One of the other things too is I talk to when I have clients that also have a hard time with anxiety, depression, stress, oftentimes taking both hands and kind of almost putting them sort of like an X over your heart in that sense and leaving them there as well. That's a wonderful position for rebalancing the heart, and it's a wonderful position for helping to just kind of take a deep breath and to just sort of recenter that heart space with inside of you. It's interesting to me because one of the things that I find is that there's, you think about like bumping your elbow, for example, on the wall, and what's the first thing that you do? You put your hand on that to help with the pain. So, your hands are these powerful, powerful tools, and just by making an intention to be open to receive, they can do great, great things. Reiki can also balance all the energy in our body, our organs, and our glands. It can strengthen our immune system. It can treat symptoms and causes of any sort of illness. Reiki is great for relieving pain. It can clear out toxins in our bodies. Reiki has a tendency to, what I always say, kind of adapt to the natural needs of the person that's receiving it. So you might notice that if you are somebody who's interested in getting Reiki, every Reiki session that you do, every person that you work on, and every animal that you work on, it's all going to feel differently to you. Certain things you'll feel in a certain dynamic, in a certain way. Certain things will feel familiar to you. But as you're working through all of this, you're going to notice that, oh, wow, I experienced this with this person, or I felt this with that person. A lot of people will find that if you have somebody that really needs kind of a lot of work, they might tell you that, wow, your hands are, they feel like they're on fire. They're so warm. There's just so many little ways that I think Reiki has this natural way of just sort of shifting itself and adapting to what we need it to in this great work that we're doing. It also can enhance our personal awareness. And one of the things that I often will tell my Reiki students is that after a Reiki class, you're going to find that you're much, much more sensitive to sounds. And even from a visual perspective, feeling like maybe your eyesight seems a little bit clearer, a little bit more crisp. You might find that if you were somebody that played the radio very loud, you're noticing that you need to turn down a little bit. It really, really enhances our personal awareness and what we can sense, interpret, and feel. It naturally relaxes and reduces stress for people. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of my students that are doing Reiki on others, a lot of the work that they tell me they do is all mental health based, is all stress, anxiety, depression. So it's fantastic for relaxing people and helping to just take everything down a few notches. It's fantastic for promoting creativity or helping if you have any sort of a blockage, from an education perspective or art writing. It's fantastic for opening all of that up, getting the juices flowing, feeling just open to the world. And Reiki is also fantastic for releasing blocked and suppressed feelings. So a lot of times, if we have woundings that will go back to childhood or just woundings that go back into another place in our life, and whether we're, just not ready to deal with them, Reiki also is a very, very subtle way that we can release a lot of that, emotional pain and emotional baggage. Reiki is, there's all different sects of Reiki that are out there now, and there are lots of different ways that people do it. I keep my Reiki that I teach very, very simple with my students. And again, I always say to them, it's all about intention. We always think that we know what is for someone, what we think is for someone's highest and best good. And anytime that I'm sending healing energy out or I'm sending Reiki, I always make that intention that whatever is for that person's highest and best good, may they be open to receive. And I think that a lot of times, when you make an intention, whether you want to call it a prayer or a thought and intention, by keeping it in that place of saying, whatever that person needs, allow them to be open to it. And one of the questions that I always get asked from people, what if somebody, I want to send Reiki to somebody who's not open to this? One of the things that I believe too is whether you're open to Reiki or not, eventually what happens is all that divine energy, it collects around your energy field. And somewhere, some way, you're going to get a little crack in that armor and all that divine energy is going to seep in for whatever you need it to. So it's all from love, all with good intentions, and Reiki's mantra is to do no harm. Well, it is hard to believe, but our show is just about over. I feel like it flew by, and I have so much more that I'd love to tell you about Reiki, but we'll save that for another time. I can't wait to connect in with you all next week, and I want to thank you for sharing your time, energy, and vibration with me today. And sincerely, thank you all for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, and next week, we're going to be talking about children and mediumship. I'm really excited about this show, and we're going to really have some great stuff that we're going to do. Find peace in your hearts this week. There's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on, and I know sometimes it's hard to hear it and absorb it all, but just allow yourself to be open to peace, to love, and all that good energy that the universe can provide. Have a wonderful week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe, and thank you for allowing me to serve spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.